Turning now to Nicola, our reading from Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time. And recall that when Nicola returned from Colorado in 1900, before he appealed to them to let him scale up his particle beam weapon to stop the bombing of London, he wanted to stop World War I and World War II with his EMF weapon. Before that, he tried to get them to help him scale up his technology for the wireless transmission of electricity, which would mean and will mean in our future free electricity for all. In our last couple shows, we digressed to Margaret's chapter on robots in order to address the erasure of Nicola's name from our understanding of how robotry and computer programming came to be, and to gain greater clarity on the teenager Kenneth Swezy, who came to be associated, although not in Proudhon's sense of the word, with Nicola. From where I sit, having become myself a target, it's quite obvious that Nicola was a recipient of Power's unwanted attentions, perhaps even to the extent of having his own technology of the EMF as weapon turned on him. And as the greatest inventor in history, would receive much more than his full complement of agents surrounding him from most likely the 1890s onwards. We are returning now to where we left off during our April 9, 2016 show in our reading of chapter 16. Margaret Cheney, now enjoying the rewards of his prescience, and she's speaking of Mr. Frick, the industrialist. He was casting about for new investments. The inventor's note to Scherf exuded optimism. Quote, troubles are many, but progress is encouraging. Had a very promising session with Mr. Frick, and am full of hope he will advance capital still necessary. Unquote. At about this time, Tesla and Johnson had an editorial exchange over Hertzian waves. Tesla had sent the latter an article for Century that puzzled Johnson because of his assertion that such waves were not employed in wireless telegraphy. Quote from Nikola Tesla, "There is Hertzian telegraphy in theory only," he explained, "since these waves diminish very rapidly with distance. Hertz and Crookes," he said, "did not apply true sources of power, since they used the Ruhmkorff coil and a simple spark gap." Tesla claimed that he had made no progress in the field until he was inspired to invent his oscillation transformer. And we need some curious investigative journalists who are simultaneously electrical engineers to delve into the history of this oscillation transformer, continuing, with which he obtained greater magnified intensity. He believed, after experimenting with different forms of aerials, that the signals picked up by the instruments were actually induced by earth currents instead of being etheric space waves. Kenneth Swezy, who became a science writer but was introduced to, or somehow became associated with Nikola Tesla as a teenager in 1929, who was first mentioned in our February 5th, 2017 show, and in our last two shows, which attempted to place him in the context of Nikola Tesla being surrounded by agents, most likely from about 1895. I think it's very likely that Mr. Swezy was one of these false folks placed in his life in order to manage the threat he posed to them. Given his knowledge of the inventions, they were transferring control of to themselves, these Plato's tribesmen. In any case, Kenneth Swezy later wrote, Tesla understood well the nature, really, you think, understood well the nature of Hertzian waves and constantly used them. His obstinacy in refusing to admit that these waves played a significant part in the operation. Now, this doesn't even sound like Nikola, okay? But never mind. Played a significant part in the operation of his wireless power equipment, merely helped confuse judges and lose cases for him throughout his lifetime. Can you smell the BS from the distance of 1956? Continuing with Margaret, after his very promising session with Frick, the inventor was again forced to send bad news to Scherf. The negotiations had come to nothing. The year 1906 threatened to be, if possible, worse than its predecessor. Even his old friend, Westinghouse, seemed to be avoiding him. Tesla's need for what? I have to tell you, this was very hard for me to read and think about, given our debt to Nikola, the way he was mistreated and abused and then erased from our knowledge until hopefully now, you know, stimulates this surge of sadness mixed with all kinds of other stuff. I am really hoping that those of us who know our debt to Nikola, for that reason alone, we set the record straight, and setting this record straight ends the class system.